95.1. Now back to Rick and Lisa.
Cloudy with a shower, maybe some wet snow, even snow showers tonight, but tomorrow, sun and 50. Right now, 32 at Mix 95.1.
So what fictional movie would you live in? We'll talk about that coming up 15.
It's not fictional. It's real money, and we're going to give it away coming up at 8 o'clock. It's the next keyword in the Mix 95.1 Spring Fling $4,000 a day cash giveaway.
So coming up Sunday, April 29th, we are honored, along with Phantom Shadow Entertainment, to help kick off the first annual Ed K.
Ed Sponseller was a teacher, coach, friend and administrator to thousands of people over the years. He was the longtime superintendent of the Chambersburg Area School District and very much into physical fitness and running.
He was in my spin class.
And sadly, he passed away about a year ago.
He did. And in memory, coming up is the, and I love the name of it, the Ed K. And Ed's son Steve is on the line. And Steve, tell us about the Ed K.
So my creative sister-in-law, Laura Sponseller, came up with the idea of the Ed K. Ed, his name being Ed, and from Edwin, and also for education, and the K referring to the different distances that will be available for this race. And it's kind of, what's nice about that is it allows you to, you know, depending on whatever level you are as a runner, that you can choose what distance works good for you, either 1K, a 5K, or the 10K.
Okay, and the date of that is April 29th.
Yep, Sunday, April
29th. 29th at noon is registration, and of course, we'll be there, Rick and Lisa, along with Phantom Shadow Entertainment.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys coming and supporting the event yourself, as well as what you're doing on the air for us.
So it should be a really good day for the Ed K.
Okay, and if you need more information, you can go, you've got a website.
A real easy website. It is the edkrun.com. So edkrun.com.
And it's linked at mix95.com.
Great. Okay. Great. One more real great thing about it is that it's going to start and finish at the high school track, which was actually named after him when he retired.